A good tevach, everyone. It's Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Boi, Tovshin Peihei. I'd like to share with you what I share with my kehila today, and I think Bez Hashem will be a big chizuk. Uleman tesaper was nevincho ven mincho es asheri salalti b'mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives a mandate to Klal Yisrael to tell over, relate to Bincha, to your son, Uben Bincha, and to your grandson, Es Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim. How I, says Rashi, Sochakti, a lashon of Schoik. Schoik usually means joking, playing, laughter, lightness. Es Asher Sochakti B'Mitzrayim, V'Soseis Asher Samti Vom. And the question the Chasam Sofer asks, "Hamakos hayu chaloyim roim v'nemonim." How do we refer to the makos as schoik, as something as a joke, smiling, happiness, lightness? They were makos chaloyim roim v'nemonim. They were terrible afflictions. Says the Chasam Sofer, "Aval hu inyon nifla lemisboinen." For one who really contemplates and thinks about it, it's an unbelievable inyon. Now this Chasam Sofer is in Chasam Sofer al HaTorah and is also in Teras Moshe. And I'm going to quote from both places because it's little shinuyim in both of the places. What is this inyan niflo lemisboinein? Says the Chasam Sofer, if we think about the last 220 years since Klal Yisrael came down to Mitzrayim, and actually before that, almost 10 years before that, what was the 10 years before that? It began with 7 years of plenty. The Mitzrayim had an enormous amount of food. And because of that, because of Yosef, they stored it all up. And then there was 2 years of famine. And in those 2 years of famine, all of the Kesef and Zav of all the Medinas of the world came down to Mitzrayim. They were now the center of everything. V'loy dai b'zeh, says the Chasam Sofer, that wasn't enough. Elapri nechmod hayeloi beretz Yisrael. There was a chosen, beloved fruit in Eretz Yisrael. Mivchar ha'ava is the choice of all of the avos hakadoshim Yaakov Avinu. And he was brought down to Mitzrayim. Him and his children and his descendants. His descendants became slaves in Mitzrayim. Thrown into the Ya'ar. Put into bricks and buildings, shechted, vein doyresh vein mevakish. And if we think about what was going on at this time, nobody, and nobody means not just physical people, even ruchniyistika powers, the ribbono shel olam, from the outside as it looks, nothing was being done. And this went on for 220 years, in the Teres Moshe, there's a printing mistake, it says 320 years. In the Alei Torah, it says 220 years. Obviously, it's 220 years. In the new edition, for some reason, they didn't catch it. And in this time period of 220 years, of complete success in Mitzrayim, unbelievable success on so many levels, on a national level, on an international level, and specifically, in what they did to a Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yaakov. Umolchu b'zman hazeh kamim elochim zechar zeh. How many Egyptian kings ruled in these 220 years? Kulam mutzlachim. They were all successful. Umolchu b'kipon ruled over the world. B'kama doiriz b'Yisrael. And how many Jewish generations noldu b'ra, were born into this ra? Umesu b'ra. And they died in the same ra they were born into, v'tiva l'ra'u, and they never saw anything good. They never saw Yeshua. He says, if we think about that, a person looks at it, and he comes to the conclusion, al-kein ha'aminu, they believed. Who's the they? The Mitzrayim believed, the world believed, and even Klal Yisrael Abdu Avodah Zarah, they came to a conclusion, that who runs the world? Obviously the Egyptian gods. Look what they're doing. They're controlling everything, bringing such power and success. And the Jewish God, it doesn't even exist. said Paroi. It doesn't exist. Look, the most downtrodden. Who's the one that we rule over the most? Who's the one that we persecute? Ve'ein. Dairish ve'ein mevakesh. Who is that? That's Klal Yisrael. So one who looks at that 220-year period, and anyone who lived through that 220-year period, would come to the conclusion that the Hei Mitzrayim are the ones who run the world. Ach lebesoif noida imke machshaveis Hashem. However, this was an elaborate plan from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Ki hayakol ze lohisif rechush gadol lechayetzi Yisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the show all 220 years. This was an elaborate plan by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to actually make Egypt the center and superpower of the world. All the riches of the world should come there, so that when Klal Yisrael leaves, vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they're going to empty out Mitzrayim down to the last cent, down to the last penny. They're going to take it all with them. And that was all here, lohoisif rechush gadol. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed in Mitzrayim, through the oisis that he did, that he taka runs the show. V'nimtza kol ha-soiva v'hara v'yila hatis paroi. V'shehu yikabitz b'shvil Yisrael. All this was here, so that paroi should make all the efforts in the world, and paroi is a general name for all the paroi's. La'ashiram, to make sure that Klal Yisrael is as rich as possible, l'b'soif. V'ligroi memunasam b'Hashem, and actually then, with that acharei chen yetzur b'ruchush gadol, Klal Yisrael will believe in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what the pasuk means, asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim, v'tzochakti. It means to say, like we say by a rasha, that the Shah is misacheches loi, that the time is good for him, smiling on him. That's what it means, asher sochakti b'mitzrayim, l'hashiru malagdilam, that all this time, I had a good grace towards them, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, to make them rich and powerful. But then at the end, look what I did to them, and now vidatem ki ani Hashem. You will know ki ani Hashem. Says the Chasam Sofer something very powerful. He says, our forefathers in Mitzrayim, the fact that they didn't recognize Hashkochas Hashem, that they couldn't believe that there was an elaborate plan, that they went and served Avodah Zarah, he says they were shoygigim. It wasn't their fault. Why? They had no point of reference. They had nothing to look back and say, oh, we recognize that this is how Hashem runs the show, and we have emunah. It never happened before. Ach anachnu achshav begalus. But says the Chasam Sofer, we're in galus. We're in a 2,000-year galus. Through tzaris. Terrible tzaris. And we have point of reference. We have Mitzias Mitzrayim for us to look at and to understand and to learn how to have the proper ashkafa of a galus. Anachnu achshav begalus yesh lanu lahavin izeh. Yes, it's much longer, it's 2,000 years, but we have to recognize that even though in our galus, how many doiris noldu b'ro, meisu b'ro, v'tiva l'ro'u, how many nebuch, tsaris in our history, vein doirish vein mevakish, it seems. But yet, we have to recognize that the Rabbeinu Shalom running the show, and the fact that there is hisalalti right now, and there's sachakti, and there's success to nations and to rishayim, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom running the show. If we don't understand this, says the Chasam Sofer, we are at fault. As it says in Tehillim, that our forefathers sinned in Kuvav, because Aviseinu lahiskilu, they never had any point of reference to look back and understand. And therefore, v'leizachru, there was nothing in the past that they could remember such a thing. And that is why they couldn't understand it. But we, says the Chasam Sofer, we have to understand that. And as he says in Nala Teira, v'yedatem ki ani Hashem, Valyita ish, a person shouldn't make a mistake, v'leisbat, and he shouldn't be fooled, b'rosha v'tivlei v'tzadik v'raloi, when he sees Rishoyim being successful, and we see Tzadikim suffering. Ki achris Rishoyim nichrosa, don't think this is all it. No, the end of Rishayim is going to be Nichrasa, V'achris Le'ishalim. And that's what we have to teach our children. L'mantisaper v'oznei vincho ben vincho, Esa sheri salalti b'mitzrayim. This was all me from the beginning, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, running the show. I had a plan here. V'esoyisayisayi sher samti v'om. When you get to that point, V'idatem ki ani Hashem. Like the Oznaim L'Tayra says in Parsha Shmois, that when you'll borrow, v'shalisha mishchenta migars basic lechetzav leisav smolis v'samtam al b'neichem v'al b'nei seichem. He says, the Medrash says, v'shalisha mishchenta azu mitzvah zasei v'samtam al b'neichem v'al b'nei seichem. Why do you have to put it on your children? Says the Aznaim L'Toira, I would say zu mitzvah chinuch. These children who see the suffering of their brethren, of other children, of babies, and they see it looks like the Rabbeinu Shalom has left them, les din v'les dayan. Who is going to help us out? When that day comes, that Hashem takes nekama and you walk out with the riches of everything, v'samtam al b'neichem v'al b'nei seichem, you got to teach your children. Teach them hashkochas Hashem. Yes, there is an einesh. When you're in that 220-year galus of Mitzrayim, you can't see it. And many dorists were not able to see it, didn't see it, couldn't see it. But at the end, they saw avidatem kini Hashem. Teach that to your children. Teach that to vincha van vincha, because there's going to be other galusin, and they have to know this. But it's not enough to know it intellectually. A person has to live emuna. You can't just know emuna. You have to live emuna. Like the famous Ramban in the end of our Parsha, Parsha's Boy, who talks about all the different taimei ha-mitzvahs that are zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs we do daily and weekly and monthly that are zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim. Because the whole Yisoid of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to teach us emuna. And when a person does a mitzvah, the Ramban says, a person puts up a mezuzah, few dollars, a mezuzah, v'yichavin b'inyon, and he thinks about what a mezuzah represents, what does it say in the mezuzah, what does it represent? And he recognizes the Rabbeinu Shalom in the world, he's making a declaration, I'm a mamin. Emuna can't just be in the head, it has to go into the heart, and in the heart, to the actions, we have to live emuna. When you live emuna, a person is living with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Knowing is level number one. Mantisaper. You relate it to your children. You relate in so many different ways. You relate with stories. You relate with lessons. You relate with actions. You relate it with life. Living a life of emuna. It's not enough to know and to even say it. We have to feel it. We have to act it. We have to live emuna. In the times of the Spanish expulsion of 1492, earlier really in the 1300s, when the Rosh came to Spain, the Rajba was there, they were fighting against the limud of philosophy, Chakirus. What's Chakirus is, you know, for those who learn Chavis Halavavis, there's a first Shar HaYichud, which we don't learn. And that is, in those days, there was a movement and an understanding of, we have to prove there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. We're going to prove it intellectually, you're going to prove it. And that had to do with philosophy and all different types of intellectualism of proving there's a Rabbeinu Shalom in the world. The only problem was that they were so focused on this, the Rosh and the Rajba, and they saw that the danger of it. My Shiurim on the Rosh and the Rajba, I talk about it. And Abarbanel, in 1492, he was part of that expulsion from Spain. He says that really destroyed Yadus and Sfarad, was this limud of philosophy and chakiris. And the Chassid Yaivitz wrote his pirish on Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yosef Yaivitz. He has a sefer called Or HaChayim. And in that sefer he writes, Migolus Svorad ani, I'm from one of those who was from Golus Svorad asher garashnu b'avineseinu harabim v'atzumim, and we were sent out because of our averus. And he says, v'roiv ha'misparim b'chachma, most of those who were so proud and the glory of, they were intellectuals. Yes, they came to an intellectual akara that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this was an unbelievable chachma. These were the brilliant and wise ones. But you know what? That's all they did. They talked about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Mitzvahs, the actions, wasn't on the radar screen. They said, as long as we believe, and we know, we don't just believe, we know, we proved it. That's all Hashem wants from us. You know, he says, what happened on that day? Kimat kulam hemiru as kvaidam biyomar. When they were put to the test, are you willing to give up your life for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Are you going to convert? They couldn't do it. Rove of them converted. V'hanoshim v'hame'aretz. It was those simple people. Those people who had the munah pshuta. It wasn't about brilliance. It wasn't about chakiris. It wasn't about proofs. It was living emuna. The nashim and the ame'aretz who maybe couldn't prove it, but they knew it. They lived it. They did Torah. They did mitzvahs. They did the actions. They lived the Ribbono Shel Olam's life. Masru gufa mumamainam al kiddushan bayram. Those are the ones who gave up their lives. Al kiddush Hashem. Kol shemaisav merube mechaych masai. They are considered maisav merube mechaych masai. The Mishnah says, kol shechach masai merube mechaych. If a person's chachma, his intellectualism is greater than his actions, is more than his actions, that's not a hatzlacha. Maisa meruba mechach masai. There's that emuna pshuta, that nasa v'nishma. If you look over there, Rabbeinu Yaina says, that nasa v'nishma, we're going to do it because this is it. Emuna is living a life of emuna. The mitzvahs are emuna. Avada tesaper bosnei vincha ved vincha. Vada, you have to talk about time ya mitzvahs. V'yechavin be'inyona, like the Ramban says. But the main thing is to live a life of emuna. And if you live a life of emuna, when that day hopefully will never come, but whatever challenge we have, because that's what life is about, challenges in Amuna, will stand up to that challenge in a later place. The Chassid Yaivitz writes over there and he says, Hanoshim Asvardi Yoizbo Vehivios Baileim Lamos HaKiddush Hashem Yisbarach. It's those Svardi women who brought their husbands couldn't do it. They brought them there. The Noshim, the Ami Oritz, it's the Tmimistic people, the people who didn't know from Kunsin. All they knew about is, this is what you do, Medaf Levin with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do you live with the Ribbono Shel Olam? By keeping his mitzvahs, by mimahadar his mitzvahs, v'yechavin b'inyona, by mimichavin in his mitzvahs. That's how you are mekayim l'man t'saper, v'oznei vincho ben mincho yis asher yisalalti b'mitzrayim. You're able to understand, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam running the show, melept mit the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'samdem habaneitem, v'habaneitseichem. That's the job that we have. The mandate to give over to our children. But sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a matana and shows us something so powerful that we have to take it to heart. And that's this week we saw with that hostage who was returned to us, Agam Berger. Agam Berger, which before we get to what I want to say, is a peledik amaisa. It's an unbelievable thing. You have a girl who's a soldier, who's taken hostage, and she decides on her own. Not a frum girl. She didn't go to Beis Yaakov. I don't even know how this... Obviously, she must have some idea of something. She decides she's going to keep Shabbos. Not just believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. She's going to do a Maisa Mitzvah. Not just any Maisa Mitzvah. She's going to keep Shabbos in captivity. Masru nafsha, hanoshim va'ame ha'aretz, masru nafsha. It's that pintaliyid, that neshama that's in every single person that screams emuna without any kunsim, without knowing anything. I'm going to keep Shabbos. And Apella, her mother, on her own decides to keep Shabbos. So much so that she makes a declaration. I'm not going to be mechal Shabbos if my daughter's let out on Shabbos. Like the hostages were let out mostly on Shabbos. And she had shailas, I think, to Yitzchak Zilberstein, what should she do? And she made a request. No pictures, no videos. If it happens on Shabbos, no chilul Shabbos. A pele gadol. That she announces this to the world. And what does the Ribbono Shel Olam do? And this Agam Berger, in captivity, as we find out now, she refused to cook on Shabbos. Her captors told her to cook. She's not cooking. That's not Mesiris Nefesh for Shabbos. Where does someone get the power to do that? I don't know which Bab or Zayda that she has that gave her those koichas and tzchusim, the neshama. Then she fasts Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And she finds a sitter? The Ribbono Shel Olam sends her a sitter in captivity? It's Mavr al Arayin. And then what happens? The Ribbono Shel Olam makes it that she's taka not let out on Shabbos. All the other ones with her were let out? No, she's let out. On a Thursday. She's not let out on a day that there's Chilul Shabbos. She was let out in order that there shouldn't be Chilul Shabbos. because of her schus of Shabbos, because her mother requested and told the world, we're not going to be mechal of Shabbos. It's a mamish a geder of ritzoyin yirei of yasa. It's a peladika thing that when a person under such duress and stress, the mother, the daughter, dedicates themselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Shabbos, which screams Emuna. What's Shabbos? It's Emuna. Emuna on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that they don't have to be Mechal Shabbos. That Adarabba shall be freed, but not on Shabbos. It's a peladika thing to think about. But I wanted to take it one step further. We have this picture of her on the helicopter, and she wrote this sign to Klal Yisrael, "B'derech Emuna Bacharti, I chose the path of Emuna, u'v'derech Emuna Shavti, and on the path of Emuna, I have returned." I don't know if she knew that the words "Derech Emuna Bacharti" is a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutess or not. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I don't know. But I will tell you what I do know is that the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted that this pasuk should be blasted to Klal Yisrael, blasted to the world. Everyone should see the words "Derech Emuna Bacharti" flying out of Gaza. What is this pasuk? Take a look at the Malbim and this pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yotes. Pasuk Lamed. Derech Emuna Bacharti. This is talking about a response, as the Malbim, to the success of Rishoyim. Omar David HaMelech says, Shezeh Yefshar, the only way I could handle what's going on in the world, is Rakim Tiye Amuna Kivua Beliboy, only if the Amuna is Kavua in his heart. Shim Loi Kain, because if a person doesn't have that Amuna, Yisdam Eloi Shein Mishpat Ba'olam, he will think there's no mishpat in the world. B'mashiyere Rosh HaVetoiv Loi, when he sees Rosh HaVetoiv Loi, Rishoyim are successful, V'tzadik V'ra Loi. V'al Zeh Omar, and therefore David HaMelech said, Bacharti derech emuna. I've chosen the way of emuna. Lehamin, to believe shechol drach of mishpat vein avel. The Rabbeinu Shalom runs the show. And yesh din v'yesh dayan. And there is charva einesh. And there is a mevakesh. And there is a plan. And whether we'll see it in Olam Hazeh or not, there's an Olam Haba. The tzaddikim will get their schar, Rishoyim will be punished. Derech emuna bacharti is David HaMelech's response to tzaddik v'raloi, to Rosh HaVetoivloi. Because there's no other way, says David HaMelech. Eyef shirakim tiya emuna kivua b'libay, that there's a Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And this pasuk that she wrote here to Klal Yisrael, she was the shliach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that this pasuk should fly out of Gaza and should be plastered and blasted to the entire world, so that we, Klal Yisrael, who are going through our tzara with this whole business, this hostage crisis, with this whole war, with so many karbonis, another saga, another episode in our 2,000-year galus, a galus like the Chasam Sofer described to us what galus is. Kama noldu bira, umesu bira, b'toiv aleiro. Ein doirish vei mevakesh. Where is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Comes a message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Derech emuna v'charti. A message flies out of Gaza. Yes, it looks like it's tzaddik v'ralei v'rosha v'toiv loi. It looks terrible, but realize if the Rishoyim are being successful, and as they parade around these hostages, mevaz them to the last thing, where is the Rabbeinu Shalom? Moisif Maka Makosoi, says the Rabbeinu Shalom, Antisaper Vosne Vincha Vein Vincha, Eis Asher Isalal Tibi Mitzrayim, Ves Oisois Asher Samti Bom, there's going to be a day, Oisois Asher Samti Bom, Vidatem Keni Hashem, look at that and recognize, we are in those 220 years of Mitzrayim. Our 220 years is much longer. It's 2,000 years kemat. But derech emuna bacharti. The Rebbe Hashem just sent everyone a message. I'm running the show. What's our job? Our job is to mechazek our emuna. To saper vozne vincha ven mincha. Even if we can't see specifically
the Schar Va'inesh. We can recognize Ashgacha Pratis. We have to work on our Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Mechazik our Shmiras Shabbos. Mechazik all the mitzvahs. Think about a mitzvah. V'ichavin b'inyana when we do it. To live emunah. Not just to know it. It has to be in our heart. So Lashon, what was David HaMelech's Lashon? Rakti emunah kvua b'liboy. Not b'moichai, intellectually, b'liboy. Your heart is your regesh. Your heart is what causes your entire body to move. Your heart is how you live. It has to be b'liboy. We have to live emuna, so that when we're tested with emuna, we vite to live emuna, and we get stronger in our emuna. And Bez Hashem, if we take that to heart, and we think about it, and that's how we're mechazik ourselves, and we say to the Ribbono Shel Derech emuna b'charti. We should be zeichetaket to see, v'yisaitse asher samti v'am, to see the end. V'idatem ki ani Hashem. And like she said, v'derech emuna shavti. That derech emuna is going to bring us back. Bring us back where? Bring us back from this galus to Yerushalayim HaKodesh. V'imheira v'yameinu amen. Kol tov, everyone.